Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devils. Can you hear me now? Okay, less echo. Now with less echo, more cocktails, less echoes. Matt Rothschild, my fine guest, we will take your phone calls as I get situated at 844-967-2789. It is Friday. We do allow for airing of the grievances. And Matt, if you're prepared, let's take some. Gary from Sussex, my little conservative love muffin. How you doing, Gary?
I'm doing.
Say hi to my pal, Matt Rothschild.
Hi, Matt. How you doing?
Hey, Gary. How are you?
Good. Yeah, me and Mike, we go way back.
Excellent.
Okay.
We have history, don't we, Gary?
Yes, we do. Hey, and it's always respectful. I do have a question. I've been listening to the confirmation hearings for Judge Jackson, and some of the stuff that she came across, I totally disagree with. But one thing
such as found, Gary, what do you totally disagree with?
Well, I disagree with the fact that she wouldn't answer the question, or she doesn't have the intelligence, or she will just not say it.
Intelligence? And she does. Come on, yeah, man. She's a Harvard Law School grad, yeah, and soon to be a Supreme Court justice. Let's leave IQ out of this, Gary.
Okay. So the question is, when they asked her, what's the difference between a man and a woman? I don't know.
She said, I'm not a biologist. She wasn't there to legally define what biological sex was. And you can understand why she would not want to, in deference to the fact people kept bringing up transgender swimmers, right? You recall that, Gary. You can see why she didn't want to get borked on that topic.
Right, but there is a difference. You know, women have a double X chromosome. A man has a Y and X chromosome. That's the main difference.
When did you become a biologist, Gary? But please continue.
Everybody knows that. Okay, I don't have ovaries, but I have a couple other things.
But Gary, you understand that there are some people that are biologically born man or woman, but internally they don't feel that way, Gary. And I know that's not you, and I know that's not me. But there are plenty of people, and it's a very small percentage of people, but that doesn't mean they should be discriminated against, and that doesn't mean that this otherwise very qualified and intelligent woman should be, crucified because she didn't want to answer a politically loaded question for a Republican senator?
When they talked to her, they talked with a lot of respect.
Come on, man.
Like there was the way
compared to Kavanaugh, is it all because of Kavanaugh, dude? There was no respect demonstrated. She was treated very poorly, Gary. And you know that, man. You wouldn't treat a stranger in your house the way these Republicans treated her in her confirmation hearings.
They were terrible to her.
I thought it went well for her, and she's going to be nominated. And I did.
Well, she is nominated. Is she going to be confirmed, Gary?
Oh yes.
Be confirmed, Gary?
I think that if the president of the United States, and this is her nominee, and I think it should go that way, and I think the Republicans should actually vote for her confirmation, only because you have a right as the president of the United States to pick who you want to, and if you don't have any big baggage.
You've grown, Gary.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, man.
Pleased with that answer, too, Gary.
No, please continue, man. We tease, but this is a very mature attitude you're demonstrating. It must be close to the weekend, Gary.
Well, I'm actually heading to my last job, and I'm very happy because I had a very long day today, and I stole a lot of furnaces. So I'm doing well.
Good for you.
I do appreciate it.
Well, time for one grievance, Gary. What's your grievance, man? Lay it on me or Joe Biden or...
No, there is no more grievances. The only grievance that I had is, as far as I'm concerned, is women's sports should be, the competitors should be women and the guys should be guys. Now, if a woman tried to go out there and play golf with a guy, the guy's going to hit the ball out farther.
You know what, Gary? You're completely wrong on this topic. I would point towards Michelle Wee and my own mother, who played on the men's golf team in college. Gary, my mom was the best golfer I've ever met. She was, had the PGA Tour been a little more robust when she was a young woman, that's where she should have played. And she played on the men's golf team, Gary. She played off the whites. She played off the championship tees, and she hit the ball just as far as the boys.
I probably agree with that. My son and I go golf, and he can hit it 300, and I hit about 200. But the thing is, when I, you know, I've done 5 Ironman triathlons, and the guys that come in first are about maybe 10. After that, it's anybody's game out of 3,000 people. I mean, women come in hours before I do, you know, and the women, they're really good because they're lighter. When they go through the water, they're fast. They bike fast. They're great athletes. I do marathons with women, and I get passed by.
This is a new side women. Of you. I was completely unaware that you are an Ironman triathlete. No wonder why you won't buy my booze when we go out fish frying.
Well, hey, listen, I don't buy liquor and I don't buy anybody cigarettes, but I will buy you a meal anytime. So if you ever want to go out again, we can do that. But you know, the food I'll pay for. I just don't drink, and I don't think it's wrong to drink. I just don't want to contribute and somebody have an accident and then it's my fault.
Well, Gary, you send me $20, I'll send you back 2 solo cups and you can fill them up with whatever you're drinking, man. For me and my friend Matt Rothschild, and I'm sorry we're ignoring you, but there are plenty of other callers. We'll take your calls next at 844-967-2789. The generosity of strangers and audience members. Someone brought us a care package. Red Solo cups, ice, diet, and regular Coke, and some spicy rum. Yummy! Come back. More Devil's Advocates will be... yummy with your phone calls, 844-967-2789. I got the finest of guests. He is Batman, Matt Rothschild, from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And now that we've moved beyond Gary, we'll let him talk some more.
Well, you're bringing Gary around. That's a good thing.
I think Gary is really matured. Come back, more Devils.